Gara 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 gara. Da 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 da. Gordon with no beard. Gordon. Welcome everybody. Welcome again to the recap show for a goddamn
recap.
I'm your host Chicago John. And I'm here joined by
Cody
and Samantha. Hey.
Yeah, P1 should be here momentarily. He's out trying to sabotage the Gotham show to make sure it's not too good.
Mm-hmm.
So his show could look superb.
Trying to keep his show afloat.
Yep.
Too good.
Yeah. So, yes, people, we're talking about Gotham. This is episode 7. Name, what, Samantha?
Penguin's Umbrella.
Yes, we got Penguin's Umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm going to start out by saying that this has got to be one of the most more interesting episodes. Well, it was in the beginning. Episodes of Gotham I've seen. Until it just got stupid towards the middle and the end. And then I'm like, oh my God.
I would say it was up there with, what was the other decent episode? Was it Arkham? I would say this is one of the better episodes of the season thus far.
No, not your favorite episode, Goat Man?
Oh, no, that's the beast of Goat. Oh, no.
Of course. Yeah, this episode was actually far superior than the rest of the series. I kind of think I should keep watching this now. It might pick up. It has hope now. I'm enjoying it.
A little slither of hope, yeah, maybe.
You know, I don't know, watching this episode, I just look at Falcone, I'm like, you're a little bitch. He's a bitch anyway. I mean, he's literally everybody's slide.
Yeah.
He kissing gangsters. He kissing Penguin. He kissing Gordon. Kissing his wife.
Farming chickens.
Farming fucking chickens.
Can I put that on those goddamn chickens, dude? I swear.
Him and birds, man. Fucking birds. Then you got Fish Mooney.
Uh-huh.
Jada Pinkett just acting all angry and spiteful and crazy. Yeah. We start out this episode with Gordon and Bullock, being upset at each other, fighting, realizing that he did not kill the Penguin.
Mm-hmm.
And so now they all know what's going to happen. They know that somebody's going to ask for them to die. He's a... Even Falcone Falcone.
Yep.
So they send Hitman. And today we get an episode, we get a one of the top, well not a top, but one of Batman's reoccurring villains.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What is his name? Zazz.
Zazz, yes.
Zazz.
Yeah. And if anybody played any of the Gotham game, you know this man from, he was in the Arkham Asylum. He every time he murdered a victim, he would make those little cuts in his arm.
Right.
So he went to high school. So I don't know which one. He knew how to go down the river and not across the stream. Is that right, Samantha?
It's across the stream, down the river. Because
okay,
if you go
yeah.
down the river, you die.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So we're able to get a good.
Hey, hold on. Why did you ask me that question?
Moving right along.
I was going to lay that one slide.
And it just shows how strong Falcone is. He can send some gangsters a little, two tricks and a crazy murderer in a police station and force the police to get out of there.
Yeah. Everybody just stares. Dude, a goddamn thing. Tells them to go, he's out.
Yeah.
Done. Like, damn, everybody's that fucking corrupt, I guess.
Guess so.
Except that one cop who was on the pier at the bottom. I guess he wasn't in the building when it happened.
Right.
She like, what the fuck? Killed her, but... Yeah, but this man, this gangster, he really has so much power. I mean, you see why he's a threat.
Mm-hmm.
He owns the city. Now, he's a little bit too calm and collected for my taste. you know, for him to be this ruthless killer, I mean, this ruthless kingpin. You know, he let all this shit slide just to show that he's in charge of everything and know that he's under control.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I wonder if something's going to come back and bite him in the butt.
Yeah, it's very much possible.
Along with Falcone, you know, you get up, like I talked about, Fish Mooney. She's still working with her Russian guy. You know, I mean, not being discreet at all, right in front of Falcone.
Oh, my God,
you know?
Yeah. I was like, he'd be grabbing her ass right in front of Falcone. I'm like,
oh, I'm going to whisper to you and say, we're going to fuck tonight, so we secretly
like,
take each other.
Oh, my
yeah.
God.
Yeah, Falcone is right over there. You know, he was just like me in Texas, just like sleeping. I'm like, are they fucking right there?
Oh my God!
What is going on here?
You were not sleeping. You were out.
I know, out like a light bulb.
Oh Jesus!
But that was all part of my plan. Falcone.
Oh,
you know, I mean, I guess yeah, we know that she's trying to overthrow him. Mm-hmm. And yes, but why they got to look so fucking obvious?
Right.
Well, because they're dumb.
Yeah. And then she goes up, you know, and then, you know, you get another scene, too, when she actually goes and try to get the penguin back.
Oh, yeah. That, ugh. This is about where the time where the show started getting kind of bad again.
Right. The good, like I said, the good is when you get Gordon. He's telling his wife, like, I love you. You need to get the fuck out of here, please.
Oh, yeah, that's... Yeah.
You know, you don't know what's going to happen. You think they're about to go down a hell of... a glory, hell of fire. You know, they bring their hookers over, fucking in Gordon bed, having one last night. You don't remember that?
No, I don't remember that. Oh, who are you talking about?
I'm talking about Bullock.
Oh, Bullock, when he brought in that rotund prostitute.
Oh, damn.
Rotund.
Leave that girl who sung 007 song alone. What's it?
What?
God.
Oh, God. Really? What? Adele? Compare her to
Adele. Yeah, leave Adele.
No, not like Adele. What the fuck?
First chubby girl that comes to his mind. Adele.
How many other famous chubby girls do y'all know? Besides Adele and McCarthy.
Ooh, it doesn't mean like, she looked like her, what the fuck?
The fat look the same.
The fat looks the same.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Oh my God.
That's what we're supposed to say. So those beware.
Oh, that's going to be my pickup line from now on. Fat looks the same.
Yeah.
They don't need to have a pretty face.
Yeah, fat does look the same. Then you get Gordon being saved by his girlfriend's ex-girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
So now they had to do that whole, hey, we cool in the car scene. You know, we cool? Yeah, we cool. Okay. And then sending the black man to get captured by, what's his name?
Yes, the useless... Alfred / Bruce Wayne scene of the week.
Yeah. That's when we start getting into our good, the bad. You know, seeing Bruce Wayne. Tell me about my father. You know, don't talk to me like a kid. I'm not a kid.
Oh yeah, I also like how Gordon just automatically trusts Matanya and Alan to take over this case, and whether those two are like some of the worst fucking detectives. Remember, they nabbed Gordon just because they got information from some random-ass bum. Well,
right.
Yeah, you shot him. Yeah, that was him.
They're good people. Yeah, they're good because they don't do their fucking job.
They just turns over the case and they're like, really, dude? Okay.
That's why they're not corrupt, because they're not smart enough to not be corrupt.
Right.
How many times they almost took down the wrong person?
Yeah.
Like, all the time.
Oh, my God.
No fucking evidence, nobody, no nothing. Because she had a fucking grudge.
Worst cops ever.
They're fucking horrible.
Oh my God.
Like, you can trust Tweedledee and Tweedledum. You know, you can trust the Wayne to solve your parents' case. Like, no.
No.
They couldn't even solve the case of Penguin.
Oh. Exactly.
How do you list off your parents' case? And that's actually a body there.
Jump to the first conclusion possible. You're going to, man. Yeah, that's not good writing at all.
Now, what was good, that little cute, that cute doctor that was in the hospital, you know, she was out of nowhere. I mean, I hope I see more of her, because she was very cute. God damn.
Wait, you're talking about the university.
Yeah, the
because
university.
Because Gordon gets shot, and they have to take him to a university to get fixed.
Right. Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. You like the doctor?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was pretty cute.
Damn. CJ licking a butt chick. Wow, that's.
Oh,
there we go.
Hey, she didn't sound like a black chick. Just like
she don't
going
sound
on.
Like a black chick.
Just like that chick on the Flash, you know. that black chick on the Flash, it ain't black.
Oh, she sound white. Okay, Google me.
Oh, so we talking about CJ's baby mama now?
No. We're talking about CJ liking a black woman for the first time.
He did like a black woman. It was his baby mama.
Yeah, well, to be fair, he was drunk that night, so.
Oh, yeah, that's right, he did claim that. Yeah, that's right, he claimed the junk thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not have sex, it would dump the diving.
CJ, I don't know how many times you're going to tell that goddamn story. We're not buying it.
How you not going to have sex, but she went and dumped it? Okay, that don't make any damn sense.
It does make sense.
No, it don't make sense.
She wanted my semen so bad that she went and dumped it.
But you never touched her, so how was your semen even in the dumpster in the first place?
Because I jacked off into a condom, okay?
Wait,
jacked
what?
Off?
Wait,
what's that, man?
I didn't want to catch Ebola.
Okay, you know how to do this bullshit. Goddamn Ebola scares. Was it 3-4 years ago?
Three, four.
Oh, yeah, how old is Gloria? Is she 4 yet?
I don't know. I don't know how old that child is.
I think she just turned 4, Cody.
Oh, okay.
She just turned 4? Oh, she's going to preschool.
Yeah, well, she's almost 5 year old. 5 year anniversary, CJ.
About that. I have no idea.
I'm sure you have all the deals.
I don't know how that that other person's child is. So.
Your child, right?
No.
Okay.
Maybe one day we'll find out, but no.
We found out a long time ago. Not a month ago.
Yeah, a couple of months ago. Actually, before the summer, if I'm not mistaken. We found out the details.
Yeah. Yeah, so we don't know, but
we don't know. Okay.
Yeah, so then we get Fish Mooney. Fish Mooney, goddamn Jada Pinkett.
It's Pinkett Smith.
The episode we're doing pretty well, and then we come back to her.
Yeah, she kind of. Fuck, I don't know what she's doing. What is she doing? Why is she acting like this? She's a capable actress. She can take a character and make it good, but why did she play Fish Mooney like this? Why? I'd like to know.
That is a very good question, because she was only convincing in the first episode, and then after that, I don't know.
They should have made her a drag queen. It would have made a little bit more sense for her to be all crazy. She has some pissed girl that just walk around. Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with her? She's not getting quality dick anymore? Like, I don't know what happened. She was really good in the first episode. I really liked her.
I guess that Russian dude wasn't up to snuff.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you liked her. Now she kind of wasting it. I mean, at least the only person who's still likable is the Penguin.
I would agree with that.
I mean, you have that good scene where... He started talking shit to that one guy who never liked him.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, oh, you know what? Fuck you. I'm going to pay your people minimum wage now, motherfucker.
I know, right? Like, where is he getting the funds from, exactly?
Right. He said, I know your passion, you cheap motherfucker. Just pay your goddamn men. It's a lesson to everybody. If you just pay your fucking people, they won't betray you. Mm-hmm. If you pay them. Shit. Pay them if Fish Mooney was getting good dick from Falcone, you wouldn't have to worry about her trying to betray him either.
Moral of the story right there.
Yeah. Yeah, so you know, then we move on. Like I said, then the episode started going a little bit more down the hill when you realize, you know, Commissioner Gordon's wife, after he gets all big and badass with his guns blazing, going to capture, you know, capture the mayor.
In action.
Through.
Yeah.
Yeah, we about to say, like, oh, God damn, like, how this could have happened?
Oh, you know, no. Zaz has Barbara. What are we going to do?
Fuck.
This is easily the worst part of the fucking episode.
I'm like, God damn it, Barbara, why?
Okay, Jeez. I'm officially back now. Where are you guys at now?
The illustrious Barbara Gordon.
Oh, man, fuck back. That bitch. Fuck that bitch.
That was right, exactly.
I don't even know why I waste my time coming back. You're later, y'all. Ain't nothing worse. I think CJ and Cody had a question one time, whatever, where somebody asked him who was some of the worst female characters in superhero movies.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you one right now. Goddamn Barbara.
Barbara Gordon, man. Jesus Christ. This woman.
This bitch did the most cliche thing I've seen in some CW fucking GCW channel shit that I've ever seen.
Horrible.
You make cliche. This ain't cliche because I don't think any
bullshit. It is cliche. What are you talking about?
Any common bitch will do this shit.
It is cliche. You see, mostly common bitches do this shit or whatever and stuff.
Who goes back to a kingpin? A fucking kingpin.
How many movies you
didn't
see where the people fucking go back or whatever and shit like that? It's the most fucking cliche thing you've ever fucking seen.
Okay. You know, I get it. Yeah, it's cliche to go back, but to go back.
There's nothing more to it, CJ. What the fuck are you talking about? You
I just no. Yeah, I'm just saying.
You ignorant motherfucker.
I'm just saying I can see people going back. You know, they want to go back to their loved ones or something like that. Mm-hmm. But to go back to the main person who want to kill the person and then plead with them, I'm like, what? I'm like, why is her ass?
What do you mean, why? This nigga was playing with birds 2 episodes ago. I don't know. This nigga isn't threatening.
I did mention that earlier. I'm like, this is a non-threatening ass, letting everybody...
The pigeons and shit in the park in open broad daylight and shit. Ain't nothing threatening about it. I wouldn't blame her. I'm not afraid of Falcone in this show. Anything, I want to give that nigga some more bread. Shit, I ain't afraid of him. I hope he's giving them all grain wheat, too, while he's at it. Shit. Hope they eating fresh up in this bitch. But man, I gotta say, man, this final act was pretty fucking piss poor. It was pretty hard. Actually, it made me hate the show in a way. I was like, you know what? See, that's what I thought for giving you a chance, God, and then you fucked me over with this bullshit ass ending. I was just like, oh, okay. Here we go.
And in the beginning, it had some promise. You know, in the beginning, you're wondering how Gordon gonna get out of this, how everybody gonna get out of
this. I'm not gonna lie, I didn't give a shit about that. You know, because that's one thing about prequels is you know Jim Gordon's gonna live. So it's like, no matter what happens to him, it's like, I don't really care about what's gonna happen. But I will say it had interesting plot points and setups for it as far as some of the characters and setups here. But when it got to that ending, you just kind of like, I knew the motherfucker was gonna live, but damn, did that. Damn. Did we really have to go to this bullshit ass ending where it goes in there guns blazing. Right. I'm like, yeah, take his ass to jail. I just want to see that for real quick.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't do it because your wife came back and tried to sit down with me and have a talk. Now she's in the other room, and instead of killing you guys along with her and your partner, who obviously is not a part of Pinga's plan here, we're gonna keep him alive anyway, still, we're just gonna let you guys go. That's how we gonna end this. It's like, yeah, I was like, oh, okay. There's nothing great about that at all, actually.
He let everybody go. He just give everybody a chance. You're right, man. He's like a little lovable grandpa. You know, like,
he's not threatening at all. You don't never see him do shit in this whole show.
Right. Now, and you just want to bully Jada Pinkett. You know, I don't give a shit about her being threatening or not.
Like, the thing is, he knows the plans about Fish and shit, too. Why don't he just expose her and kill her right away? Ain't he's got nothing to gain from none of that planning that Fish and them got.
Right.
Like, the whole secret killing the Russian dude and shit. I'm just like, man, you the biggest crime boss in the fucking city. Do you really got to secretly kill this motherfucker? I mean, come on. Dude, can you fucking do something? Just take your fucking Alzheimer's pills and remember to fucking kill somebody in this damn show? Jesus Christ, man. The Falcone in Batman Begins on that light post did more than this motherfucker does in this 7 episodes.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God.
I mean, this whole thing just... I don't... God damn it. Like I said, you got Fish Mooney doing this bullshit. You got Gordon's wife coming in doing bullshit.
And what's up with these openings, man? These openings ain't getting no better. These fucking openings, man. These fucking openings. Like Wayne said last week, who is editing this show? Because I swear to God, they are rewinding and fast-forwarding that fucking opening over and over again. Those scenes cut so quickly that they just feel like they just mash-piled a compilation of some shit together and said, here you go.
You know what? Whoever, since they got the guy from Dexter on the show, they must have got the editor from Dexter. Because that's exactly what Dexter did. Every episode, you know, like last time on Dexter. And it was just like, oh, okay, let me spend like 5 minutes watching some bullshit that I don't care about.
The title card, and it's just like, damn, okay. So we had to see like this horrible acting by Jim Gordon and his partner when his partner was holding a gun to him. And he's like, well, look, don't kill me, man. I got a plan.
Right. Right.
I got a plan. I was like, okay, we can just cut through this part now. It was like, their acting and always in the openings is always the worst of the show. Like, seriously. Like, they are ad-libbing the shit out of those openings.
Yeah. The only thing that wasn't improv was him bringing Adele into the set to fuck her. So.
Man, what? Where did you get these Teddy Harris's from, man?
Where'd you no get goddamn sense. I thought you would have said Melissa McCarthy or something, so damn.
Even that one I forget.
Shit. Yeah, you know what? This one was hotter than Melissa McCarthy. I'd fuck her if I fuck Melissa McCarthy.
She was kind of hot. She had a little big girl hotness to her.
Yeah. She had a, I was like, you know what? Hey. on one of them nights, you know what I'm saying? She had like a little Latin spice to her. I saw that. I was like, you know what? I don't blame Bullock for that fake-ass drunk scene he had or whatever. I was just like, Jesus Christ, man. It, just like Cody told me last week, apparently they can't smoke on Constantine. Well, they can't really drink on fucking Gotham because oh, Jesus. Okay.
Oh, man. So, yeah, I know. This host, we got to do like an ultimate recap on every comic book show that came on this year. You got Constantine. How is Constantine, by the way?
I like it so far.
You know what the biggest flaw of this episode still was, though, and it's in every episode, too, is the most glaring shot of the conclusion with Bruce Wayne and Alfred.
Oh.
Those scenes slowed the show down in many goddamn ways.
I brought that up earlier. They always have to have at least one, dude. At least one used to scene with them.
Because, like, this, at least with this episode, it was, the pace was moving pretty good. I got to give the pacing on that. It was really good or whatever. And then that part came up, and it literally came out of nowhere because it was like, Gordon's already healed up, so there's no reason for him to go here. So why does he feel the need to go back and tell his entire plan of him dying to a 10-year-old boy?
Talk to me like an adult!
Someone was telling me the other day that they thought this scene strengthened Bruce Wayne's character. And I was just like, how?
Yeah,
when he hugged Jim Gordon, I was just like, those two have no relationship whatsoever together. I mean, there's no love lost between the two. It's just a boy that's looking for revenge and a man that's doing his job. There's nothing to it. I've seen him show so more emotion in that scene to Jim Gordon than I've seen him show Alfred in the past 7 episodes.
Right.
And plus, those scenes do nothing for the plot whatsoever, neither.
No, that's the biggest flaw of those fucking scenes. It doesn't progress anything. It does nothing. That's nothing.
The only thing it does is it's just a pit stop to show off the mythology at the expense of furthering this story along.
Just reminds you, hey, this is Batman. He's here.
And then you have Gordon to say, like, hey, if I die, here's some two terrible ass detectives that will take my place who can't solve any case.
Black man and lesbian chick, yeah.
Yeah.
Whose biggest way of solving a crime was asking a homeless dude at the corner of an inn.
Yeah.
Great detective work, yeah. They do such much great detective work. Oh, yeah.
Yes, sirree. Gordon did it. I saw him.
Did you see this man? Excuse me, homeless man, crackhead. Did you see this guy? Yeah, I saw him. He shot that man. We got him. We got that son. But I was like, really?
There was a man that got murdered for a sandwich. Oh, no, we don't see that. Nobody see that. Right. That body's still there. That body is still floating there and rotting. He got murdered for a goddamn sandwich.
On the street, no less.
Right, and then they can't find a body. They couldn't find a body for Penguin because there was no body. But they can't. But you got this fucking man who got murdered for a
fucking crackhead. And then Gordon takes them to the Wayne Manor and say they're two good detectives. You can find anybody. The worst and best thing about those scenes with Bruce Wayne and Alfred is you can get so much of a conversation out of them just by talking shit about them and fulfilling the whole podcast just talking about that scene, and yet it still makes the show bad.
That was worse.
Oh my god.
You got Alfred capturing black people out there like, oh, I got another. Oh, I'm sorry, mate.
Oh, I guess I got to text Wayne now and tell him, hey, man, that bat didn't appear in this episode, but he said the final episode, but he said, I guess he forgot that this one got 22 episodes attached to it now.
What, a season?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the next one is The Mask or some shit like that. Jim Carrey's The Mask or whatever.
Oh, my God.
Apparently, he's coming back out of that river that Oswald Cobblepot came out of. It's continuing the sequel, I guess, or the mythology of The Mask. Jim Carrey's portraying his role back as the Riddler, coming back in. So,
Jesus Christ.
Hey, it could be worse, Cody. That Bane could be returning.
Oh,
wow.
It did have that Viper episode.
Okay, that episode go to hell. Another thing I had a problem with, we already talked about, but Gordon's fiance Barbara, she's been shown in this show to be nothing but constantly endangering him with her stupid ass actions. The way she is written, and maybe it's just her performance, I think it's played by Aaron Richards is her name, whatever, it drags down the plausibility of various scenarios. Mm-hmm. And it just it makes you not give a shit at the end or whatever. Like, I already not. I will say the action scene where Gordon and shit got shot, I thought that was a good, well-paced action scene. But obviously I didn't care because I was just like, well, he's going to live because I already know how it's going to come out through. But right. Yeah, I have some kind of, you know, enthrallingness into it or whatever, at least because, you know, I'm seeing a good action scene. But when he gets to Barbara, that just takes me completely out of it because now you just don't care now because she does the most stupidest fucking thing you could ever see in one of these fucking TV shows or movies for that matter. Basically, she's going to get Gordon killed, and neither he nor the writers will accept how annoying this shit is to a fucking audience members.
Yep.
Fucking annoying. Yeah, he's just like, why the fuck are you catching? You had one job.
One fucking job. She was on her way, too, on the goddamn train.
Yeah, leave. Do what your man tells you to do. Just leave.
She pretty much walked back into our arms. Yeah. We didn't even have to go hunt her down.
I like the way Sammy thinks. She just says, do what your man tells you to do. Yeah, that's what you women should be doing, and you wouldn't have as many problems as you do. if you just do what your man tell you to do. What's that, babe? What? Like I said, you do what I tell you to do. Now get your ass in there and make something.
I wonder if, you know, the guy want to murder my husband, so I'm pretty sure I'm a top negotiator. Even though I just do fashion and shit for a living, I'm pretty sure I can negotiate my husband the way to live.
Now, you know, I've seen this in movies and TV shows a lot of times. It's like one of the most cliche things. The thing that bothers me the most about it, because I've seen it not only in this show but in other forms of media as well, is the man or the woman that's in the danger always sits up there and explains it to him that, look, if you're here, you're a distraction for me and you're causing more danger than you are helping. Right. And for this dumb bitch, this retarded Sarah Palin looking bitch, for her to come back and think that, oh, I can help. And then I love that scene, whatever. Jim, I'm sorry. Baby, it's not important right now. Yeah, it is important because, shit, you could have got us fucking shot, shit. You ruined my badass moment of not bad acting in this show or whatever. Because I really was sticking up for you. I was like, hell yeah, man, take their ass in. And when this bitch comes out, I'm just like, whatever. I thought we was going to go out on a good ending or whatever. I was like, oh, this is going to be a badass ending right here. And then when that happened, I was just like, man, fuck this show.
God damn.
Oh, fuck this show. This show's terrible. Not, I can't say it's terrible anymore because, like, I had a good time during the first half of the show. I can't say it's terrible anymore. I'm going to watch the next few. I was going to give up. I was actually giving up.
Yeah, the first half was at least entertaining or whatever, and they got some of the characters good in it. But, man, that ending was just so unsatisfying. Like, it was like a fuck you almost. Kind of like, that was like what the last Twilight movie did or some shit like like, hey, this big battle's about to happen, and oh, guess what? It was just a dream. Nothing of this really happened. It's just like, oh, then why did I stick around for all this war that's supposed to happen and shit like that? Oh, okay.
Yeah, especially at the end. You know, how do y'all feel about that whole reveal about the penguin? He kind of plotted this out, the whole thing.
He's a lucky son of a bitch is what he is.
He knew that he would be the ultimate snitch of all snitches.
Hey, that don't even make sense. First of all, okay, when you got lines like in this show, like snitches get stitches, I'm just like, okay, Jada, somebody fire that bitch now. Somebody fire that bitch right now, okay? Because whoever wrote, no, fire that writer. It's probably me, but still, fire that writer. Anyway. Nah, when that reveal happened, I was just like, who cares? Who cares? Who cares? Obviously, she set it up anyway. This show has the most foreshadowing of all time, whatever. When they set up saying, look at him, he's so calm. It was like, obviously, he knows something, whatever. And I remember going, like, either that chick that he's trying to, that has him baking for, told him, or someone told him under the radar or something. I'm just like, yeah, at this point, I don't even give a shit no more.
Yeah, so.
Ended on a fucking flashback. They ended fucking flashback. Why did the fuck did they do that? And, like, apparently, Falcone knows everything.
So why won't he just kill them? Why wasting time with this? What, like, just get rid of Fish and them.
And now the thing is, like, I don't even understand why did he need to keep Gordon alive, even though Penguin said, like, well, you know, thanks for keeping your promise to keep him alive. Like, he had no reason to kill him, because, look, Penguin's alive. Falcone knows everybody is trying to fuck him over. He pretty much had the high ground on everything. I'm like, man, I don't know. What the fuck you want to do, Falcone?
And he said, want to play Gordon alive. Why not just kill Bullock then? Send a message.
Why keep anybody alive? Why don't you just wipe out everybody? What is he trying to do?
Yeah, I just feel no danger presence for this fucking Falcone. Like, I was like, man, this is the nicest fucking Falcone you could ever see.
Right.
You get that nigga some bread, he'd be fine, okay?
this man think he's like the mayor of a real city, for real. Like, he must be playing the mayor part. Like, hi, how everybody doing? Okay, cool. Are you trying to take over? It's okay. I'm three steps ahead of you. It's fine.
All that ending does is, like, set up for future shows. It's just like, no matter what crime or whatever happens is, Gordon and Bullock can never take in Falcone. There's never going to be a scene where they take him in or anything like that. This show, I think one of the problems with this show is it doesn't have consequences in it. There's never no consequences. They always bring up these consequences, but nothing never really happens. It always ends on a fucking high note or something like that. it never leaves you wondering, like, oh, shit, this person, whatever. Had Barbara Gordon not been named Barbara Gordon, the best thing they would have been able to do with her is kill her.
Yeah.
I've yet to see somebody die in this show that wasn't eating a sandwich or something like that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean.
I do have a positive, though. I did like Zaz.
Yeah,
I liked him overall.
I like the story arc of working with Falcone, too. I was like, see, that's how you introduce some of these well-known characters or villains or something like that. You have them work as an underground middleman, if you will. Someone as high praise like that or whatever in the Batman universe as we know, the mythos. Have them working for the crime lords here or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my thing is, you know, especially with the whole Falcone, mafias that kind of shit, mafias and hackers, you know, those types of people, that paranoid me, because then like you always gotta look over your shoulder. So, you know, to let Gordon get let go scot-free, you know, like he don't have to look over his shoulders anymore. He shot a man in the leg.
Shot a woman in the leg and murdered her ass.
Yeah.
I like it. All the cops knew to leave that area, and she's the only one still sticking around going, hey,
what's going on here?
Just like, that kind of derailed that scene. I was just like, all right, that I remember going, like, what's the point of DVD?
Was she late or something like that, or was she like...
I saw that scene where all the police left or whatever. I was like, what's the point of GCPD? I was like, well, what's the point of anything in this show of Falcone?
Yeah, why have cops?
They arrest the fucking mayor in this episode. There's no police department. There's no justice. There's no law. There's no order. It's all run by the mafia, and apparently it's all run by Falcone. So, like, there's no point.
That's one thing I like about, I ain't gonna say this show, but that's one thing I like about Batman's world, where all the corrupt cops and stuff like that. But you never once get a chance to see how corrupt the cops are in this show. All you see them is that they just scared.
Yeah.
They're afraid. There's nothing corrupt about them at all or anything like that. You never see any of them working for Falcone or anything like that. If anything, I don't even see why Falcone is so threatening in this whole show, to be honest. I mean, Cody could sit right next to him and tell him he's Michael Ealy, and he'd have Cody fucking perform for him live, actually. Without even killing him, knowing that he's not even the real Michael Ealy.
Yeah, at least the dude from Dexter is a little bit more, crazy.
Maroney.
Yeah, and then even Fitch Mooney, henchman, you know, he kidnaps nuns and having stopping trucks.
Even that was a little goddamn cartoonish. When I saw that, I was just like, okay, come on. A group of nuns walking in the middle of Gotham out of nowhere or whatever. Okay. Gotham has nuns. All right, okay. I was like, Jesus Christ. This show should have ended with Falcone being arrested and then him telling Gordon, you're going to await some consequences come next episode or whatever. And then he revealed that Zaz had Barbara.
You're right.
And she should have died. I mean, Zaz should have killed her, and then that could have made probably a better character for Gordon.
And then, what is up, Falcone? Do you think he suspect anything? I mean, come on, you got a girl tied up in your kitchen, and then this new young bitch that you meet out of nowhere in the park is cool with that.
Right.
You know, I'm not an old rich white man, but I'm pretty sure that if I got a girl tied up in my kitchen, and this girl that I just met like a week ago, she pretty cool with everything. Oh, yeah, business is a business, honey.
You think Jada Pickett Smith or Fish will pull her girl out of there, though, knowing that all that she's doing is cooking and cleaning and Falcone's not really saying much to her? I mean, come on now. That's like a clear warning. It's like, okay, we need to get you out of there because,
right. Obviously,
this plan ain't working. He knows too much now. Something's going on, and obviously, since Penguin is still alive, she should be at extreme cautious right now, and I don't get that she is still. She's still fucking her Russian dead guy or something like that.
Fucking the Russian guy. Leaving a girl in there. Her girl not even trying to hide. I mean, her girl at least should be trying to like act all... If I was a girl, I'd be like, oh my goodness, what are you doing? You know, and then he had to calm me down. And like, listen here, bitch, I'm a mop guy. At least something like that. But for her to be so cool about it, I'm like, all right, well... I'm like, man, that bitch is kind of crazy. I mean, I know she is an old me like myself, but that's because I got money. But
it's like we gotta be content with this show now. You know, it's just like this is the best. Last week's episode and this week's episode was the two of the best episodes I've seen, and yet they still have some of the most problems I've seen. So it's like, yeah, you know what? At this point, this is what you just expect from Gotham now.
The goat,
a goddamn goat.
God.
Okay, like Cody said, I'm glad to stop that villain in a week shit too. Okay, and then how many times got to airborne that message? How many times got to airborne that message that Gotham needs a vigilante? I'm just like, okay,
Gotham needs someone to fight a therapist who make old people try to kill cops.
Damn, somebody made a gif out of Bruce Wayne hugging Jim Gordon over and over. I'm just like...
Yeah.
That's adorable.
No fucking reason, man. I'm sorry. That scene derailed this whole show. Like, no fucking reason why that scene appeared in this show. Gordon, yeah, I'm injured. Hey, drop me off at Wayne Manor real quick. I got to talk to Bruce.
I'm not going to
make
it.
At this point, you would expect, by the time Bruce Wayne grows up, you would expect him to fill in Jim Gordon, that he's going to become Batman.
Yep. Apparently they were that close that Jim goes to him for every life decision.
Every life
decision. Matter of fact, that's how this show's going to end. He ain't going to tell Alfred. Alfred ain't going to know shit about it. It's going to be Jim Gordon that knows about it, because apparently they have more chemistry and connection together than him and Alfred has ever had this fucking show. Because Jim Gordon just feels the need to tell a 10-year-old boy, I can't keep my promise to you. I'm going to die tonight. This is like, what?
Next week on Gotham, I can't get a hard on. I take Viagra. But, tell me like an adult.
But you know, since
my wee wee though.
Since I'm gonna die tonight, I'm leaving your case in the middle of these two detectives. Who the fuck are these two people? Who do they work for? Who the fuck do they work for? That's the question. We ain't never seen this place, these people's department. We don't know who they work with. We don't know who they work for. Who are they? PIs? Who the fuck are these people?
To be fair, I did think they mentioned they worked for the MCU before, so.
The MCU, that they have no department, no backup, no nothing. It's just these two officers that work randomly. They take their prisoners to GCPD to let them know we're arresting this man. It's like, what? You have higher authority than them. Why do you need to let them know?
We have authority from a homeless man that says that he think he saw you. But, you know, I don't know. He didn't see a man get murdered over a sandwich, but he pretty much saw clear day that was Commissioner Gordon. Motherfuckers.
This homeless man could have been lying his ass off saying, that man gave me $1 last week for all I know. Shit, I asked for $2.
Yeah, he did it. So he should have tipped better. He should have took a lesson from Penguin and paid more.
I'm starting to think Batman maybe isn't the greatest detective of all time after watching this show. City is full of dumbasses.
Stop treating me like a child.
I'm not a child. I am not a child. I'm a real boy. That kid is horrible, too, by the way. That kid is awful. Like, any forms of Bruce Wayne or Batman comes out of that, I'd be fucking pissed.
Yeah.
And people bitched at Ben Affleck being Batman. That's some bullshit.
Right.
There. That kid couldn't even play Robin. Not on Chris O'Donnell's watch.
Shit, he couldn't even play the 70s Robin.
So. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, Jesus. You talking about that Adam West Robin? Fuck.
Adam West Robin.
Jesus Christ, man. All right. So, you guys ready to get in some final thoughts now?
Yeah, boy.
Might as well.
Yep.
Cody, final thoughts, man.
This is up there with, I said it earlier in the show, it's up there with Arkham as far as one of the better episodes of the season. Do like how it started out, had a good pacing up front. I'm glad that Jim Gordon is actually part of the goddamn story this time. He wasn't a supportive fucking character in his own goddamn show. They actually gave him something to do. I did like Zaz. I was shocked. I thought I was going to fucking despise Zaz, but I actually enjoyed him. I was like, okay, yeah. Like how they include him in this story here. The whole Falcone thing, man, yeah, I don't really get what his whole angle is on this show. Maybe it'll pan out. Maybe we'll see in future episodes if this is all in his plan and if it's a smart plan and whatnot. We'll see. I do enjoy Penguin's inclusion here. I like where that story's going. I didn't hate his flashback at the end. I thought, oh, yeah, it's whatever. It's cool. I did like the part where he turned the table on, what was it, Maroni's second-in-command. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But, the episode, yeah, it really did go downhill in that third act when fucking Barbara Gordon showed up. I was like, oh, God, why? Why would you fucking do this? That was the worst part. The worst part by far. Along with Bruce Wayne and Alfred had another fucking unnecessary appearance. But, other than that, not a bad episode. So hopefully I pick up from here and probably get more Villain of the Week shit next time, but hey, we'll see.
Yeah, Cody, did I just hear you right? Did you just say you enjoy a Batman show that doesn't involve Batman?
Yeah.
This is the first time I've ever heard someone say they want to see something that doesn't involve Batman, because I agree completely with you. This is the first Batman incarnation I've seen where Batman in it is born the worst. Shit.
And this show is something special if you can make Batman terrible.
Seriously. Jesus Christ.
Maybe they did that on purpose to make everything else look good. I don't know. Samantha, final thoughts.
Yes. Final thoughts. The beginning of this episode was actually really great. The action was well-paced. I was really enjoying it. Gordon, for finally, was actually there. Then it starts going downhill. Zaz kind of picked it up again for me a bit when he started coming in. But it was like when Matoya, Allen, and then they go to a university, and then, that's when it just starts going really down. I couldn't stand it. I couldn't stand it in the unnecessary, obviously, Alfred. Oh. Right? Where did that scene come from? Why did they go to university?
I didn't even know Gotham had a university.
Who was that doctor, though?
That was the chick that black dude's fucking.
All in all, I really enjoyed it.
Saw how he got nervous when he was like, Jim, put some pants on around that woman. Come on. Dare you disrespect a lady. That nigga wears the same outfit every episode, too. I don't know if you noticed that.
Oh, my God. I don't know how to wrap this up. Basically, this episode kind of was a clusterfuck at the end of it. I really can't stand the fact that Falcone apparently knows everything, but he's letting everyone get away with murder, essentially, and trying to kill him and overthrow him, which is some bullshit. I like the Penguin. All in all, this is an up-and-down episode. I'm going to throw it up there with Arkham. I liked Arkham. Arkham was a good episode.
Was Arkham last week?
No.
That was
the week before.
2 or 3 weeks ago. Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
2, 3 weeks
ago. I don't remember that episode, just like I don't remember any episode, but okay. DJ, Chicago John.
Oh,
the
man.
Baby Lever himself. I got a villain for Gotham. It's called The Abandoner.
The Abandoner.
Star CJ.
You will never catch me. You will never see me here on time. Ah!
No, I got another villain they can put in there, too. The Coon, Star CJ.
Anyway, this episode, you know, like you said, it had a lot of good potential. You know, started out kind of interesting, you know, especially seeing Zaz and the little hookers coming shooting up the police station. But then start going downhill where you see Bruce Wayne, fuck, why? And then you see Gordon's wife. And then you find out about Falcone and Penguin. And like, why? Why, show? Why do you want to hurt me? I try. I give you ratings. So, this whole episode, man, it was just another stinker. I mean, let's just say this is the best one out of the, a better one than the other shits out there. It's not saying a lot, so.
Yeah, I was going to say, is it enough to recommend to people?
Yeah, I guess. In the first half, sure, whatever. Yeah, watch The Goat Man and watch this. And then after that, you'll be like, why are people still watching this show?
See, the sad part about that is I don't even think this show, for the better episodes, I don't even think it's worth recommending. I don't even think it's worth bringing up, to be honest. I think it's still in a par where it's just like, I don't even know why anybody would bring that up. Yeah, the first half might have been good, but it's good on Gotham standards. there's much better television on right about now, or you can just go back and watch other television that is better for TV standards to tell people to go watch. First half, it's a little questionable. That opening was pretty fucking horrible once again. That acting, man, Jim Gordon, I still don't like this guy. I'm just convinced that this guy is probably a bad actor on this show, or they're just telling him to fucking act horrible because, man, the way he delivers his lines is pretty fucking horrible. funny that last week's episode, Bullock was the most interesting thing about it, and yet they kind of take him out of this week's episode. So I think I like the part where Bullock was more involved instead. This
one fucking a deal.
Yeah, instead. Come on, man. Dale looked better than that. Come on now. Come on. Blimey. Come on now. I really wasn't that interested in the first half, but Zaz, like Sammy said, Zaz kind of came in and kind of picked it up a little bit. I was like, all right. Like Cody said, I thought I'd hate Zaz. Actually, I thought when he opened his mouth, I was just like rolling my eyes like, oh, here we go. But actually, you know, it was actually really good. The show was well-paced. I like that action scene between Zaz and Gordon. Then we get to the Bruce Wayne part. The whole after the shootout, pretty much after that whole shootout, that's when the show really started just dropping for me and dropping points. One problem I do have with the show nowadays, because I remember at the beginning of this show we said the crime and the cop investigation is what's most interesting. It seems like it keeps derailing from that premise every goddamn episode, and I don't know how I feel that Falcone is letting Penguin run things. I think that's kind of a bitch move on Falcone's part, because who's really the mob boss here? You or the snitch? And I don't find Falcone threatening at all, and this show is based on the beliefs that Falcone is a huge threat to be enforcing with. So I don't even believe in the mythos of this show at all. So it kind of takes me out of it as well. Barbara Gordon, yeah, that character's getting worse. I don't know what it is about the women in this show, but they start off promising, and then it give them more screen time, and then you just like, okay, someone need to take them off air and shit. And I'm convinced now at this point that someone told Jada Pinkett to act like this. I am convinced on that now, because I rewatched that first episode and said she was really good in that fucking show.
Right.
And then to go back on here, the way she's acting now, I was like, someone told her to ham this shit up or something. Someone had to told her that. I don't know if it was me or the son of a bitch that got hired to replace me. But anyway.
You know who told her that?
What was that, CJ?
I was going to say, you know, told her that. Everybody told her that. They told her to ham it up. She didn't know who to talk to, man. And then you already heard that news article I don't know if you heard that I talked about. It was a news article about they needed a black stunt devil. And they did painted a white person black.
Oh my God. You know,
I'm like, man, they could at least got Cody. Put him in a nice little green
thing. You know, it's for a show that I don't personally give a shit about, so I didn't care less about that. I mean, if the show been good or something like that, then I'd probably care, but, I mean, and then the whole Bruce Wayne part. I said it before, to have Bruce Wayne in a Batman-related adaptation of anything and him to be the worst part of it, that's got to be the worst degrading thing of your whole goddamn show, to be honest. So, Penguin, I don't even know exactly if I like him or not. He's just in the middle of the road of me not giving a fuck. I'm just like, I don't really care where your story goes at this point, because if it involves Falcone, who I know this throughout this story, I'm just like, whatever. I will say that the actor portraying him is entertaining, to say the least, but the whole storyline, I could give two shits of where this story is going now, so.
Right.
Well, I guess that was Gotham, you guys.
Yep.
Oh, wait. Did you guys see what he dressed up as? The main actor?
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
He has some high hopes for this show.
I think so.
No, I didn't see what he dressed as. I just didn't give a shit.
He's trying to give you a hint, saying, like, hey, man, we're going to have 6 seasons in the movie.
I'm here to stay. I ain't going anywhere.
All right. Oh, my God. I hope not.
This show has actually made me think that Batman and Robin is more interesting than this.
Okay, calm down there. Calm down. It's not going too far.
At least Batman and Robin can bring up good conversations. This one just brings up meh. Just like, it's not even worth talking about, to be honest.
Batman and Robin. My God.
Batman and Robin.
Yay, people. There you go. Gotham.
Gotham. For The Walking Dead, though, you guys.
This was the ending. I really did. I thought this was the ending. I swear to God. I thought this was the end. I thought we were done with this shit, but no.
So we got 13 more episodes to go?
Jeez. Something like that.
Or 15?
Well, Gotham, Fox, I got some some headlines for you. You can fire Montoya, fire Allen, fire Bruce Wayne, fire Jim Gordon. You can fire everybody, actually, because they all suck. I don't think any actor in here is standing out as far as these characters go. They're just playing some run-of-the-mill. I mean, I've seen better animations than this shit, man. It's not even worth a TV show. It's not even worth the time to talk about. It's not even worth anything. This is some shit you just let slip by, and then once you've caught up with everything, it just pops on. You just go like, well, ain't nothing else to do tonight, you know, so fuck it.
But Mondays are going to kick ass, you guys. You guys don't remember the tagline?
Yeah, I'm looking at this stupid-ass poster right now that spells Gotham, and it's got every character behind the letter, and it just says Monday's kicking ass. And I'm just like, you got to be fucking.
Yeah, I see. I just looked at that, too.
I want to say my Batman and Robin reference. Yeah, I'm about to compare some posters. This is probably the second gayest poster I've ever seen for a fucking TV show. This is the gayest fucking TV show poster I've ever seen. These motherfuckers just smiling behind them letters like.
It's smiling like, yeah.
Look, if we was in Batman. It'd be nice.
Wouldn't it be funny if we had two more seasons.
Oh my God, I was looking at it right now. Jesus.
Swing the cow. How old is that girl supposed to be anyway?
What, Catwoman?
12?
Cat girl.
Oh, 14 was it? Oh, okay.
All
right. Oh my God, you guys.
I like how they forcing cats on her and all these posters of her. Like she got cats
hanging
out.
This whole show is a force. Everything about it is forced. There's nothing organic about it at all. I can't do one episode without just going straight positive. There's never no positive. They do the same fucked up things in every episode. It's like not even worth mentioning no more. Cause it's like beating the dead horse over and over again. It's like what the fuck. At least with something like Walking Dead, it could have its bad episodes and pick up the next episode, something like that, or even Breaking Bad or Mad Men or something like that. But shit like this, it's the same fucking mistakes over and over again.
Yeah.
Oh, God, this show.
All right, there you go. Gotham.
Fuck it.
Be back.
Yeah. That was the recap, people. The phenomenal one, of course.
And I'm Chicago John.
Cody.
Samantha.
And fuck this show.
We'll be better next week.
John.
Next week. Oh, next week.
Fuck.